This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hello, and welcome to an episode that is all about ice music. About a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, I put up an episode called Diamond Dust, which is both a reference to Final Fantasy and also an actual meteorological phenomenon that I did not know existed until fairly recently. This was my 12th episode, and to be honest, it was the first episode where I felt like I really figured out what this podcast was. This episode was all about twinkly ice level music, and my mindset going into it was Christmas Eve in an ice cave. And that's kind of become what I like doing with Singing Mountain, which is going for a very specific vibe and then trying to find music that fits that vibe. So given that last year's episode was all the colder side of Christmas, this year I've been amassing other ice level, ice world, ice kingdom, ice dungeon, ice town music in hopes of making a different collection. Initially, I thought I'd skew happier and more cheerful, and maybe with some of the jingle bells that I tried so hard to avoid in the last episode. But no, I still don't feel like jingle bells. Which is not to say that I'm unhappy exactly, I just don't want to deal with the relentless mirth of every Christmas carol aside from We Three Kings. By the way, have you ever listened to the fourth verse of We Three Kings? It is dark and weird and definitely something you don't hear too much in Christmas carol form because it's so unpleasant about death and gloom. Literally, it mentions those words, death and gloom. Anyway, last year I did cold weather music that was low-key and chilled out, excuse the pun, and this year I'm actually going to just do it again. This episode is essentially a sequel to Diamond Dust. The track that opened this episode and that you're listening to now is from Octopath Traveler, which is one of my favorite games from the past year, but which is also a game I have yet to finish because I've been working a lot and a certain percent of that work has been making this particular podcast, but whatever. The entire soundtrack to this game is beautiful, but if you know a thing about video games, you probably already know this, but I just felt like this track set the mood just right. Before I get to the music, however, sorry, I am going to read a review that someone left for me on iTunes. Midwest Dem, D-E-M, gave me 5 stars, thank you very much. He called me Drew Macklemore. I'm not sure if that's a mistake or he's just trying to like put me in a musical context, but I will take it no matter what. He says, among other things, he puts together great playlists, sometimes commenting about the songs with context about the games and composers. Other times he just sets up the scene and lets it run uninterrupted. I really enjoy all the episodes. The nostalgia is great, and I'm being introduced to some new surprises as well. Thank you, Mike. He signed up Mike. I really appreciate that review. If you give me a review, I will read it in a future episode. You can be nice, or you can say something really weird, and I will read that in a future episode. No one's taken advantage of the say something really weird offer yet, and I am shocked by this. But anyway, please give me a rate and review if you have a few spare minutes. It helps other people find the podcast. You know this, of course, because this is not the first podcast you've listened to. Maybe it is. It is. I have recommendations. Don't start here. I'm going to be doing this episode a block of music at a time, group by theme, and the first one you're going to hear is Uncharacteristically Restrained Nintendo. First, it's Cool Cave by Tomoyo Tomita for Kirby's Epic Yarn, or as I call it, Moderately Edgy Charlie Brown. Second, it's Mountaintop Secrets, which is from Mario and Luigi Paper Jam, and which is nowhere near as lighthearted as you might expect from this series. That one is composed by Yoko Shimomura, whom, as I've mentioned before, I love. And third, it's the unusually unwhimsical sounding Frozen Solid and Chilled from Yoshi's Woolly World, which manages to make even wool sound cold. Good job, composers. If you've played Samurai Showdown, you may know Nakaruru, aka the Bird Girl. In the first game, her stage is a snow-covered village in Hokkaido. And though the background has changed from game to game, the theme song, Banquet of Nature, has remained the same. I've associated it with winter ever since, and there's an arrangement of it that in particular gets at this mood in the Samurai Showdown RPG, Shinsetsu Samurai Spirits Bushido Retsuden. And yeah, Samurai Showdown got an RPG back in the day. I've always wanted to play it. I have not, but I've heard the soundtrack, and the interpretation of Nakaruru's village theme is lovely. Here is Banquet Invitation, credited to the SNK New World Sound Players. Sometimes in doing research for this podcast, I come across branches of well-known video game series that I've somehow just never even really heard of, and this next track is exactly that. From Dragon Quest Monsters, Joker 2, and I do not know what most of those words mean in this context, is a track called Isolation, and you should know that it's spelled I-C-E, Isolation, because it's a minty winter pun. This track is for sure a remix of a song from another Dragon Quest game, though I just can't place it, so please tell me if you know. Otherwise, enjoy the track, which was credited to Koichi Sugiyama. I will be getting to Final Fantasy very shortly, but first, three games that are not Final Fantasy, though each of them is basically a half step away from Final Fantasy, followed by a spinoff that's actually more Bravely Default than Final Fantasy, but whatever. All of these songs capture the beautiful despair of dead winter. I swear I'm not depressed. First up is Song of Tundra from Tactics Ogre, Let Us Cling Together. Did you know that that subtitle is a reference to Queen? The band Queen? It is. That track is by Hitoshi Sakamoto and Masaharu Iwata. And then there is A Wish from Secret of Mana by Hiroki Kakuta. This track is probably the only theme to a crystalline forest that also kind of sounds like a funeral dirge. Again, just beautiful despair here. Third is Ice Lake from Romancing Saga 3 by Kenji Ito. And fourth is Closed Off Invidia, which is the theme of the Snowbound Town from Final Fantasy IV Heroes of Light, which I feel like people don't really remember anymore, but which I actually really liked back in the day. It was like a Bravely Default beta and came out for the DS in 2010, but I still find some of its music very charming. This fourth track is by Naoshi Mizuta. Thank you. A game that has completely escaped my experience so far, and which has subsequently also escaped this podcast so far, is Stardew Valley, which I'm to understand a lot of gamers have gone nuts for. I should look into, perhaps. I just recently stumbled onto this game's winter theme, titled Nocturne of Ice, which is lovely and creates a mood I'll call watching the sunset on Christmas Eve and you're inside an ice cave. I guess I just really like that image. Please enjoy this track, which is composed by Concerned Ape, which is actually just Eric Barone, the game's creator. Thank you. Being someone who has now experienced the Pokemon games more through their music than anything else, I can tell you one thing, just the one thing. And that's that this game does a really good job telling you what kind of town you're walking through right off the bat. They know how to evoke a certain mood and tell you right away, hey, this is where you are now, which is why you should have no problem getting the vibe in Snowbell City from Pokemon X and Y, which after some debate I depict over Snowpoint from Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. This song actually kind of makes me want to go out into snow, which is notable because I actually hate snow. Credit for this one goes to Shota Kagayama. Of course, the Mega Man games have no shortage of ice-themed bosses and ice-themed stages, but being Mega Man, many of them don't skew quite so low-key like this episode does. I've got three that do, however, and two are from the Mega Man X series, which is all the more remarkable because I think of that one as going for more of a hard rock sound most of the time. First is the theme of Blizzard Wolfgang stage from Mega Man X6, composed by Akemi Kimura, which is the pseudonym of Naoto Tanaka. I don't know why he started using a false name, but you'll hear his name again shortly. Then it's the awesome Tundra Man theme from Mega Man 11, composed by Mariko Suzuki. And finally, it's the theme from Dark Dizzy / Dark Necrobat from Mega Man X5. But Drew, that stage isn't ice-themed at all, you may be saying. And you are right. It is a space-themed stage, but sometimes the Contemplate the Beauty of the Cosmos music ends up sounding a lot like the Hey, You're in an Ice Cave music. And I don't think anyone will object to me including it in this episode. Or you will, but whatever, it's in here. This one is by Naoya Kamasaka, Takuya Miyawaki, and Naoto Tanaka, not under his pseudonym, I don't know why. Thank you. In what seems like a lifetime ago, back in episode 28, I got together a bunch of summer tunes, and I actually like this episode a lot. If you want to maybe warm up a little, go check that out. One of the tracks in the episode was Blue Resort from Bomberman 64, and I was surprised how good this game's music was. Well, 6 months later, you're getting another one. White Glacier, the game's ice theme stage. It is also good, and also composed by Akafumi Tada, who apparently does more anime music work than video game music work, which is too bad because this track has precisely the light touch you'd want from a composer trying to evoke, like, falling snow. That's what I get from this. Have a listen. When I think of the Ys games, I think of Yuzo Koshiro, but maybe I shouldn't necessarily, because great though he is, there's actually a lot of music from these games he didn't compose. But the good news is that his colleagues largely kept up the standard of quality, and here is an example of that, but also chilly cold music. The track is called Freezing Soul, and it's from Ys 5, Lost Keflin, Kingdom of Sand. Because sand can be cold too. The composer is Naoki Kaneda. Thank you. and now you get Final Fantasy. It's all a lead up to a Phantom from Final Fantasy X, which is composed not by Nobuo Uematsu, but by Junya Nakano, and which I think is outright majestic winter music. But before that, you're going to hear Ice Cavern from Final Fantasy IX, which is composed by Uematsu and I think is good. And then you're going to hear the Salt Flats from Final Fantasy VIII. Again, you may be saying, Drew, that is not ice music. The name specifically says it's music for salt flats. And I say, yes, but in making music for salt flats, Uematsu used every snow level trope to the point that I feel like if you just heard this music now, you'd think it was snow music unless you were told otherwise. You decide for yourself. Okay, so I'm a dummy and I've never invested time in Shenmue to the point that I just had to look up how to even pronounce Shenmue, and maybe I'm still pronouncing it wrong because a lot of those how to pronounce videos on YouTube are pranks. But I know this series is a lot, like a lot of genre elements rolled into one thing. I don't know why, but whenever it comes to the series, I'm just kind of like, I can't be bothered. Nothing against it. It seems very expensive and fancy, and that counts for something. Shenmue. The track is called Snowy Scenery. The composer is Takanobu Mitsuyoshi. It's really good and cold. I'm not knocking Shenmue. I just have insisted on putting it in a blind spot in my video game experience. Enjoy the music. Okay, so with this next track, I found doing the research for episode 50, which was the one all about cut music from video games. And for the life of me, I'm unsure why this track didn't make it in, because it's beautiful. And I certainly didn't expect to hear a track that sounds like this in a Five Nights at Freddy's game. But it was apparently made for Five Nights at Freddy's World, the role-playing spinoff to the main game, which I also did not know existed until very recently. Do any of you know about this game? I'd love to know why this track didn't make the cut. I think it's really nice. It's called Ice Cave and was composed by Leon Riskin. ¶¶ And here is our last block, which I'm calling Platform Games Can Get Sad Too. In order, you're going to hear Snow Valley from The Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse, which was a way cooler platformer than the title might make you think. It was composed by Mari Yamaguchi. And then it's Limestone Cave from Sonic Adventure, composed by Fumie Kumitani. And this track came recommended to me by listener Devin Huey on Facebook. Thank you, Devin. And finally, it's Crystal Caves from Donkey Kong 64, composed by Grant Kirkhope, which is about as good as I can hope for from a Donkey Kong Country game not composed by David Wise. And that's it. Again, if you like this episode, have a listen to episode 12, Diamond Dust. It's very much along the same lines, only I talk less, which may be a plus for you. If you have questions, comments, or difficulties about this episode, please tweet at me either at Drew G. Mackey, M-A-C-K-I-E, or at the Singing Mountain Twitter, Singmopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. Singing Mountain is also on Instagram and on Facebook. Just search for Singing Mountain and click on the one that's not a bakery, Although, maybe support the bakery too. It's the holidays. Be nice. You can listen to all previous episodes of Singing Mountain at singingmountainpod.com. Singing Mountain is a Table Cakes podcast. What is Table Cakes? Table Cakes is a little podcast network I started with my business partner. It's based in Los Angeles, and we're doing some really cool stuff. If you want to listen to the other shows we run, go to tablecakes.com. I host two other podcasts other than this one. And if you would like to support Singing Mountain or any of the Table Cakes podcasts, please go to patreon.com/tablecakes. You can pledge as little as a dollar or as much as $1 million, I think. Again, I swear I'm not depressed, the sad, cold nature of this episode notwithstanding. And to prove it, I'm ending with a happy song. It comes from Mario Hoops 3-on-3, which is the Mario basketball game that was made by Square. And it's weird to think about that being a thing, that there's a game where you could have a basketball team that has like Birdo and a sexy white mage and a Kakarot. So weird. Don't know why it exists. However, the game does have a track called Sherbetland, which is a callback to Mario Kart 64. And I don't think this track is based on the Mario Kart 64 composition at all. It's a wholly new thing and is like a clubby dance track that employs a lot of the ice level tropes. It's a very interesting thing. I really dig it. I think it's a good composition. So have a listen to that, composed by Masayoshi Soken, and embrace the beautiful cold of winter. See ya.